Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call 405-286-7703. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 24th. It'll be happening on Dish Network Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction started at 8 a.m. Central Time. 21,780 head to sell, including 7,600 feeder steers, 4,500 feeder heifers, and over 7,000 weaned calves. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Today's cattle futures market was a little bit weaker. We were 45 lower in the April live cattle at 140.05. June live cattle 72 lower at 136.35. The August 32 lower at 137.27. We've seen some of that June versus August, June versus October, and then the seasonal that starts today, June versus December live cattle. A lot of spread action there, and those spreads work today with June being the weakest contract on the board. Feeder cattle were 90 cents lower in March at 156.10. The April's $1.12 lower at 161.20. May's down $1.70 at 165.75. Most of that was in reaction to higher corn overnight and then throughout the trading day today. Lean hogs were sharply higher with April up $1.22 at 100.62. The May's up $3.97 at 111.07. Midday box beef was a touch higher here. Choice was up $1.26 at $2.59.42. Select up $1.94 at $2.52.59. There is a cattle on feed report coming up. The early estimates for that on feed 101% last year. Placements are 104%, and then marketings are 104%. These are my own personal estimates, but they're usually right in line with what the overall average guesses are.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
The grain future were just on fire today, led by wheat. Kansas City July was 41 and a quarter cents higher at 11.03, and that was about 35 cents off of the high. So at one point we were about 80 cents higher on the day. Today's limit was 85. So even though the market was up 41, it was significantly off the highs. Chicago wheat up anywhere from 40 to 55 cents. The soybean market was 26.5 higher at 16.72 in July. The August up 24 and 3 quarters at 16.27. Corn futures were 17 to 18 higher, with the September up 17 at 6.81 and 3 quarters, the December up 18.5 at 6.64. And then the cotton futures sharply higher today, May up 3.15 at 130.01. I believe that's a new high for that contract. So we're forging out new highs. The December up 2.92 at 108.16, also a new high. There is some rainfall forecasted here in the southern plains. I know up to this point, I think southwest Oklahoma's got anywhere from 0 to about 0.5 inch. We need a whole lot more than that to get this wheat crop moving along here. But we'll take what we can get. So far, it has been somewhat disappointing. Currently, the Dow's down about 270. S&P's down 12 points. Crude oil's up just over $7.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.